And now this is a dictation for Ethan, E-T-H-A-N, Tinson, T-I-N-S-O-N, March 9, 89. Address as a letter to Jonathan Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, P-A, 828-6853. Dear Mr. Daniels, a follow-up for Mr. Tyson Tinson, with family history for glomerular abnormalities, with biopsy proving IgA nephropathy and secondary FSGS on a grandfather, Charles Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y, and biopsy findings of basement membrane thinning and thickening on the daughter of grandfather, which is his aunt, Victoria. Comes accompanied with wife. There has, since the last visit in June, no gross hematuria, persistent discomfort on the left lumbar area, no radiation, no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no skin rash, no joint tenderness, no chest pain palpitation, dyspnea. Other review system is negative. Does have esophageal reflux. He started taking Prilosec as Pepsi did not work. Present medication losartan, maximal dose 100. No anti-inflammatory agents. Today weight 243. Previously 240, blood pressure 137.87 by nurse. Non-contributory physical exam. Next paragraph. There is no new chemistries. He has 3 plus blood in the urine, 1 plus protein in the urine. There has been normal kidney function, close to normal or normal electrolytes, normal calcium, no anemia. Serology negative for alternative causes. Next paragraph, we have a long discussion educating patient and wife regarding these familial abnormalities. There is no indication for a renal biopsy, which is not going to change course of treatment. We will monitor blood pressure, kidney function, and worsening of proteinuria. He likely has the same IgA abnormalities or vein basement membrane abnormalities. They understand that in the case of IgA, nephropathy is a slow, long-term problem. 10 to 20% might reach the need for dialysis or renal transplantation. There is a very small risk of IgA transforming into a rapid glomerulonephritis, which will require a biopsy and immunosuppressant. His chronic hematuria is associated to lumbar pain. The abnormalities of the basement membrane, also called long pain syndrome, causes pain and hematuria, sometimes microscopic. His condition appears to be inherited. 10% or less of IgA nephropathies are inherited. These are likely following autosomal dominant pattern. He has 2 teenage kids, which as far as we know, no gross hematuria or blood pressure abnormalities. We will monitor chemistries over time. I encourage them to educate themselves and read about these entities. Plan to see them back in 6 months.